Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michelle LaBrosse is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle is a new friend. She is a professional project manager. How about that? And she is the owner of her own company. She's the founder of Cheetah Learning. She's the author of the Cheetah Success Series. Many of you have probably seen her online and with her blogging. And she's here to talk to us about project management. Michelle LaBrosse, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's good to have you here.
Yes, it's lovely to be here on an early Monday morning.
You know, I have, my organization has a lot of projects. We start a lot of projects, and unfortunately, we don't finish all of them. And when I saw your statistic here, that 75% of projects that are started go unfinished, that is a shocking number. I'd like to think we're not that bad, but we do have some unfinished projects. What do you think?
Well, it's pretty standard. One of the reasons is because people are not really stopping to figure out should they be working on that project in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we give ourselves a little bit of a break if we don't finish a project that we thought would be a good idea but turned out wasn't a good idea?
Well, yeah, because really what you need to be doing is developing an overall system for, first of all, picking the right projects to work on.
So what you're saying is I should give myself a break until I realize that I probably should have been smarter about starting the program, right?
Right. But, you know, what you got to realize is that, you know, you're in the 75% of the population that isn't finishing their projects.
Mm-hmm. Probably so, yeah. And so how do we fix that?
Well, this is, you know, interesting. I got going in this about 15 years ago. I was a research scientist for a large multinational back on the East Coast. And we had 150 people who called themselves project managers and 250 different ways of doing projects.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So every time, I don't know if you've noticed this, every time you start a project, you do the project differently. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you guys ever have to do payroll?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you imagine if every time you went to do payroll, you did it a different way?
No.
Yeah. Right?
That wouldn't work.
You have a simple process for doing payroll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I realized, I was studying accelerated learning 15 years ago, and in accelerated learning, we teach people how to learn faster by focusing in short bursts.
Hmm.
And I realized that if I could get these guys doing project management to focus in short bursts, they could do the same thing and get their projects done faster.
What does that look like, short bursts?
Well, you know, it's usually 10 minutes to an hour. You learn how to just basically take everything off, turn everything off, and focus on one task
right.
for about 10 minutes to an hour.
Well, that's almost impossible for people to do right these days, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's getting even harder, and
I know.
There's a couple reasons why.
Tell us.
Okay, well, this is very fascinating. There was a study done in the 1970s with these four-year-olds in Marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard about this study.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, four-year-olds were put in a room, and one at a time, and they were given a marshmallow. And they said, if you could sit here when we come back in about 15 minutes, and if you haven't eaten the marshmallow, we'll give you another one.
Hmm.
Well, about half the four-year-olds did not eat the marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
They tracked these kids over the next 30 years. And they found 30 years, okay? They found that the kids who were able to delay gratification and not eat the marshmallow were far more successful than the ones that could.
Mm.
Now, what they've discovered is delaying gratification is a prefrontal cortex in your brain activity, right? Eating that marshmallow, going after that instant gratification, actually triggers addictive substances in your brain. Now, our smartphones are making us dumb.
Right.
Because every time you get a text, every time you look at
you
an email,
distracted.
Every time you
yep.
do one of these little bursts of information, it triggers this addictive substance called dopamine in your brain.
Yep.
It stimulates this addictive part of your brain, but it actually hurts the development of delaying gratification in your prefrontal cortex.
How long has it been since you had dinner or a meeting or a gathering with somebody and nobody pulled their phone out and laid it on the table or nobody looked at their phone or nobody got a beep or whatever? How long has it been since that's happened, right?
Well, you know, we have something we have in our family called the authorized iPhone moment.
Yeah.
Where everybody's authorized to look at their iPhones.
Right, right.
But if there's, you know, no, we have to interact with each other in person with no looking at the iPhones. But so this accelerated learning deal where you focus in short bursts is so much more important now for people to do.
One of the things, I'll tell you one thing that I did a long time ago, in fact, long, long time ago, I turned off, I mute my speaker so that every time I get an email, it doesn't beep at me.
Oh, yeah, that's really bad.
You close up the email client, put it away, and every 30 minutes or an hour or so, I'll check it.
Yeah, right. That's a much better way to do it.
Yeah.
And but what you have to do, you know, you need to basically manage your use of this information so you're not getting this little Pavlovian trigger, right?
And let me tell you something else you can't do. If you're working, you cannot have your social media sites pinging you every time somebody pings you.
Nope.
You cannot have that because you will absolutely become unemployed and you'll wind up being homeless, living under a bridge.
Well, it's an addiction. It's creating these addictive substances in your brain like every other addiction out there. And it's such a pervasive problem, which is why the 75% of all projects not getting done is so pervasive.
And do you think, all right, so now, are you attributing all these things that we're talking about right now, all these distractions, you attributing that to the 70% why projects aren't getting finished?
I am now. I am.
Right.
Because this is...
It may not be that the project is not a good project. It might be that we're just not giving it enough attention and sticking with it.
Right.
Ah. Very interesting.
You know, I mean, really, it is about picking the right projects for you. That's one of the things we teach people. How do you make it fun and use people's strengths?
Right, right.
How do you involve others in the plan, figuring out what their self-interest is, what, when, and how much time they have to put in to the project? And basically, I call it getting engaged commitment.
And, folks, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We just sort of laid the table for how your projects could get derailed. But once we get them mounted on the table, how do we make it happen? And that's going to be what we'll talk about after this next break with our good friend, our new friend, Michelle LaBrosse. She's the founder of Cheetah Learning, the author of the Cheetah Success Series. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.